How are you doing? We're in the final stretch to Christmas, and that has me thinking about all the things I need to be doing today, but will likely be doing those things the night before. Are you with me? I can make the list and check them twice, but still, I find myself putting off till tomorrow what I should be doing today. Yes, I know, I am a pro procrastinator. The struggle is real, and knowing is half the battle. So see, I'm winning somewhere in the mix of it all. All this month, we've been focusing on the Christmas story and all the pieces and lives of the people that surrounded it. We usually only focus on the nativity that we have hanging on our tree or the very fragile one passed down from grandma. The Christmas story is that and so much more. Don't take my word for it. Take the word for it and read it for yourself. That would be an amazing gift to give yourself this Christmas. From Genesis to Revelation, it was and is and always will be about Jesus. Since we are closing in on the night before Christmas, I thought that would be a great focus for today, the night before. And no, I'm not talking about creatures stirring, mice, or sugar plums. The night before Jesus was born, what was happening? Were people out shopping? Were they preparing holiday meals? Were they wrapping presents? Were they baking a king cake or decking the Bethlehem halls? No, 'twas the night before, and they didn't know Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, was about to be born. It was life as usual. Conceived by the Holy Spirit, the eternal Son of God took on human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Speaking of Mary, she and Joseph knew Jesus' birth was close. Elizabeth and Zacharias also knew the day was coming, but before those contraction pains began, only the Father knew the day and moment Jesus would enter the world. God had been silent. The Jewish people had not received a word from God for 400 years. Still, the night before Jesus' birth, there were faithful hearts watching and waiting for Messiah. Luke 2:25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. The night before Jesus was born, Simeon didn't know, but he was faithful, and he knew God was faithful to keep his promises. So he was anticipating the promised Messiah. God, by the Spirit, led Simeon to the temple the day Mary and Joseph were bringing baby Jesus for official presentation and to offer two turtle doves as an offering. The moment Simeon saw Jesus, he knew. God made it clear to his heart, this was Messiah. What a gift to hold Jesus in his arms. The prophecy and blessing Simeon spoke to Mary and Joseph over Jesus that day were strong and full of meaning. Go read what he said in Luke chapter 2. It was an amazing moment. I'm always challenged by Simeon's faith. He didn't know when Jesus would come, but he knew he was coming. How did he know? He was led by the Spirit of God. He was in the Scriptures. He knew the prophecies of the Old Testament, and he was a man of prayer. He was righteous and devout, and God blessed him with being the one at the temple that day to hold and see salvation. Jesus, the promised Messiah. Where will you be the night before Jesus comes? I'm not talking about Christmas Eve. Just like Simeon, we are in our own time of waiting for Jesus. No one knows the day or the hour, but he is faithful. And just as he fulfilled his birth, death, and resurrection, he will come again. That's the truth. Will you be found the night before, faithfully watching and waiting, anticipating Jesus? This Christmas, as you celebrate his birth, ready your heart for his return. He never breaks a promise. I'm Lori Klein.